on season 5, episode 7 of the Colts Corner podcast. The boys will discuss the NFL playoffs, moving into the conference finals, the start of the NHL season, the NBA season, as well as the recent big three that the New York Nets have performed, their performance last night, and finally, the topic of the week.
Cassie, why don't you get the deluxe edition of that?
I don't know. They actually, Naughty by Nature, Naughty by Nature, avid listeners of the Colts Corner podcast, actually came to me and asked me if Tyler Wichman would like to do a rendition of their song. So, but for those of you who don't know, those of you who may be first time listeners, me and Tyler, we made a bet last week that stated that if.
No, don't tell them. They have to go watch episode 6.
You know what? Yeah, but I'll give you
Of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. Return of the...
Am I right?
And this episode is Return of the Christian. I'm back. No wrestling today, so that means I'm here. And
no
I'm really,
Jordan Tobias Cohen.
And I'm really excited because there's a lot of great stuff, and I'm really happy that today's the one day I was able to come and I'm able to discuss it with you guys. So thanks so much for having me back. Thanks so much for not locking the door. So, yeah, I'm ready to get into it.
All right, we're super excited to have Christian back. And Christian, one of the many people competing in our Hills West Roundup playoff pick'em. And that tournament is in full swing right now. You could check it out on the Hills West Roundup website. But we had a very tough divisional round that actually sees Mr. Jordan Tobias Cohen, who isn't here, in first place. I believe he has 23 points. Matt, you are second with 20. Tyler Wichman with 17. I also have 17 points. And 17, Christian 38. With 14. And this weekend was kicked off by the Green Bay Packers facing off against the Los Angeles Rams. This top-ranked Packers offense versus this top-ranked Rams defense. And even though Aaron Donald, the star defensive lineman for the Rams, was not completely healthy, people were still expecting it to be a low-scoring affair with this Rams defense, keeping Aaron Rodgers in check, and that is certainly not what we got.
No.
Aaron Rodgers, 296 aerial yards, 2 touchdowns, a 108.1 passer rating, and he was just on fire this whole game. Green Bay Packers defeated the Rams 32-18 to move on to the conference finals. Even though I believe it was expected that the Packers were going to get the W this game, it was definitely a very, very confusing ending. And just especially with the whole moniker that defense wins championships, that really wasn't the case there. So what are the Packers, the Super Bowl favorites, knowing that they just torched this Rams defense?
Thomas, Edward, Brady. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know. I mean, after that performance, I think you could argue that.
But
I mean,
Edward
Brady. I guess right now, I think statistically, I'd say that KC is probably still the favorite. Did they both have 14? Or the Packers 13-3? I believe the Packers are 13-3.
Yeah, 13-3.
And the Chiefs were 14-2. So I guess technically that still makes the Chiefs the favorite to win the Super Bowl. But based on that performance, what Aaron Rodgers did to that Rams defense, I know Aaron Donald wasn't necessarily healthy, but I was impressed, like, you know, thinking that if Jalen Ramsey could do anything, maybe Aaron Donald could do anything significant, but nope. Aaron Rodgers just came in and tore them apart. So, I mean, I think, honestly, right now, they might be my favorite, but it's close to them and the Chiefs.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, Tyler,
Chiefs,
continue.
Chiefs, you know, is it said whether Mahomes will be back?
It's not. Apparently, there are 5 stages to the concussion protocol per Pat McAfee and Pat McAfee's podcast, and Patrick Mahomes is past, I believe, or going through right now the 3rd stage of the concussion protocol. He's been doing light work in practice, that has been reported, but no real signs yet. They believe it was some sort of nerve thing. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, so I'm not qualified to talk about this.
Dr. Lamb.
I'm not Dr. Lamb, unfortunately, but it definitely looked like a scary hit. And let's talk about that game for a second. That one was probably one of the more exciting games of this weekend, Browns versus Chiefs. Chiefs narrowly eked out the win 22-17. Patrick Mahomes tossed a pretty solid game, 255 yards, 1 touchdown, 106.9 passer rating. And Tyreek Hill played very well in addition to Patrick Mahomes with 8 receptions, 110 yards, complemented by Travis Kelce's 109 yards and a touchdown. But the Browns were definitely not behind by any sort of measure. Baker Mayfield, 204 yards, 1 touchdown. Definitely not as great as Patrick Mahomes' performance, but he did what he needed to do. Nick Chubb, 5.3 yards per carry with 69 yards on the ground. And unfortunately, though, like we were discussing earlier, Patrick Mahomes was injured. He was slow to get up. He was shaking a bit, but he was able to jog to the locker room, and that brought through Chad Henne. And on a 3rd and 15, Henne brought them
14.
Within 14. Henne, we got to get that right. Henne brought them within inches of the first down marker and then tossed a short pass outright to Tyreek Hill.
And the very controversial Rashard Higgins, no touchdown.
Yeah, fumble. This is definitely this
Dirty Dan hit.
Yeah, that was definitely a dirty hit. I believe it was Sorensen on the Chiefs who made the hit, or Tyrann Mathieu, one of the two.
It was Sorensen.
Yeah, and Dirty Dan. It was a helmet-to-helmet hit. Unfortunately, Rashard Higgins fumbled, and it went out of the end zone. There are so many layers to this thing. Like, obviously, it should have been helmet-to-helmet. But it's also the rule with if you fumble out of the end zone, it's the other team's ball.
My hot take, I like that rule.
Why is that? That's controversial. It's
risk-reward. You go for the touchdown. You can't just go for the touchdown and nothing bad happens. I mean, you go back to the 20. If you go back, we're going back to your own 20. I mean, to their 20, and then has the same down. I mean, it's more of a risk reward type of thing. That it's their ball. If you don't get in,
that's definitely a hot take there. Honestly, I think you went for that. I think you should. There should be some sort of penalty, but completely losing the ball. That's definitely a really tough price.
Austin Safarian Jenkins.
I think that's a very tough tough decision to make in a split-second thing. But I think Rashard Higgins, despite that, did get a hit helmet-to-helmet.
That was the call, yeah. That yeah
and that should be reviewable. And there it's going to influence a lot of discussion over the offseason. But backtracking to Chad Henne, he came in, made a really great run. He hadn't won a game since 2013, I believe.
Assuming
I wasn't born that year, Matt. But assuming
Chad 2014 kid. Yeah.
But assuming Chad yeah. Henne
Millennials.
Assuming Chad Henne starts next game, Patrick Mahomes isn't cleared to play. Is he able to beat the Buffalo Bills?
No.
No.
Patrick Mahomes?
No.
They destroy them. Chad? Chad more like
bad.
55 year old dad.
But honestly, I'm gonna go. This is probably a more controversial take. I think they are very slight underdogs with Chad Henne.
I'd like to add to that. If you think about who the best, if you had to like pick a best wide receiver and the best tight end to put on a team, you'd pick Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And they're still on his team.
I think he's getting so much help. Even with
what makes those players good when they have
Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill were amazing with Alex Smith.
I'm not saying they're not insanely talented, but this isn't team Chad Henne, Alex Smith. Pat Mahomes is incredible. He does his famous no-look passes. He can throw deep. He can make incredible throws with insane accuracy. He's very accurate. He very rarely makes interceptions. And that helps those players thrive.
So many players drop his skills.
So even when you have a talented player like Kelce or Hill, I mean, I don't know if
you
they
just
can
need a game manager.
The way that they do under Henne, not Mahomes. So I think that the lack of Mahomes seriously hurts the Chiefs, because they won't be able to use their receiving weapons as efficiently.
I think this is definitely the best situation that you could possibly put Chad Henne in. You have a lot of great receivers who have good speed that can create separation between their matchup. And I also believe that they probably have a really good situation in the running game. Although Le'Veon Bell wasn't really used too much last game, I think he's insanely talented. He's a really great player, but
I think you guys have to put some respect on the Bills' name. The Bills are a good team. The Bills are a team that could definitely make the Super Bowl, especially against Chad Henne. I could definitely see them winning.
I could see the Bills winning.
And I could see them competing it for a Super Bowl title.
But, I mean, they don't get that pick six. The Ravens could have easily won the game if their offense was competent. Everyone on the offense was trash. If the offense could have played somewhat decent, they would have won.
You're saying that, except then now they're going against Chad Henne, maybe.
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and possibly Henne. Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I would rather go against a Chad Henne-ran Chiefs than a Lamar Jackson ran Ravens.
Well, he has no receivers, Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar. Just Lamar. Hollywood Brown has been.
Willie Snead,
the fourth.
Hollywood Brown's been dropping everything that's been thrown his way. I'm not so confident.
Mark Andrews is a solid tight end, but when that's your only option, and then the coordinator is just drawing a dumb plays where the receivers are all like just. It was.
That's
just,
why nobody's like you can't run Greg Roman for a head coaching job.
You can't pass Lamar Jackson. Can't pass twice in the first quarter or whatever. Like he. Needs to throw the ball more, but he can't because they don't trust his receivers enough. And yeah, he's great rushing the ball, and that's like you have to watch out for that attack. But when he has no receivers, it's way easier.
Yeah. Speaking,
quick question: where do you rank Josh Allen among the league's top QBs? Would you consider him a top five QB?
Daniel Jones.
This season, Daniel Jones. No, I don't want to talk about Daniel. This season, Josh Allen was very good.
The Jaguars
right now,
player?
I honestly, not the Jaguars player, the Buffalo Bills quarterback. It's unfortunate that he's very good because he's been beating up on the Jets now. But honestly, if I was going to rank him, just in the overall grand scheme of the league, I think he's definitely a top 10 quarterback now.
Oh,
he's really proven himself. Look, okay.
Who's
in front of him? Who's in front of him? Let's
in front of him. I think he's better than top 10.
Do you think he's top five?
I think he's top five.
Mahomes, wow. Aaron Rodgers, Brady,
Deshaun Watson.
I think you could debate that he's better than Deshaun Watson.
Okay, I'm gone.
I think you could debate that he's better than Tom Brady this season.
You cannot debate. Okay, you can debate that. But you cannot debate Deshaun. Deshaun Watson with this terrible team. Went and he played his absolute heart out, and he made those terrible wide receivers look like absolute studs.
Look like beautiful, beautiful, bonito, or bonita men.
Guys, well,
it would be bonito
the,
because
the news,
you got it.
I don't know.
Conjugations.
Sean Watson's anger level was a 2. Now his anger level is at a 10.
Yeah, that this sources. Deshaun Watson. We're going to take a break from the playoffs here. You all know the playoffs. New York Jets. Just signed head coach Robert Saleh on.
And Dwayne Haskins signed with the Steelers.
And Dwayne Haskins did sign with the Steelers. We're definitely going to get to that. But
or as we call them, the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Let's
talk about Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, like you said, is very angry with this organization right now, with the Texans. He wants out of there. And he's got a no-trade clause. So Adam Schefter has been very close to this situation, and here is what he had to say.
Deshaun Watson has not returned calls from the organization. What we also know is that he's very unhappy with the way the organization has proceeded this offseason and has looked back at some of the organization's prior actions. What we can see here is that not only can Deshaun Watson request a trade, but he also could decide to withhold his services. And because of the no trade clause in his contract, the Texans have very little control here. Essentially,
so,
no trade Santa clause.
So, he does have a no trade clause. So, the Texans can't even try to get the best value trade because Deshaun Watson can shoot that down. And he doesn't have to play this year. And he could sit out. And the Texans don't have to, or they're basically losing money and their financial situation isn't too great. So, Deshaun Watson has been linked to the New York Jets.
New York Football Jets.
The New York Football Jets. The Miami Dolphins, who that would be a travesty if you went to play.
Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers. He's been linked to so many teams. If you're Deshaun Watson, where are you going? Where do you want to go?
Miami. It's a party.
You got new, but the New York market, though.
Miami gets a receiver. Miami gives him a receiver. They trade like a fourth-round pick for D-Hop, like what Bill O'Brien did.
But the Texans are asking for three first-round picks. I think that's negotiated down to 2 first-round picks. I believe Miami has 18 and 3 in this draft.
They have the Texans pick.
They do have the Texans pick, so it would be very, pleasing. It would be ironic. It'd be a lot of, like the pleasing circularity if the Texans were to get their own pick back in a trade with the Dolphins. But honestly, I'm saying this with absolutely no bias. If I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm going to the Jets. You get the New York market.
Zero bias.
This isn't complete no bias
though,
right now.
I completely agree. You could go to the Jets, big market.
No,
big
market.
You
get
New
to
York.
Spread your brand. Robert Saleh, who the Jets just hired, is a really motivational coach.
He wanted.
His players
he wanted to
love
be interviewed.
Him. Yeah.
No one in the history of football has said, You know what? I want to go play for the Jets.
Okay, but Deshaun Watson's going to change the precedent.
I don't think
rules are made to be broken. Okay. That's what they say. Don't
rules are made to be broken.
Oh. There is so much money in the NFL that it does not matter whether he goes to New York, whether he goes to Miami, whether he goes to Carolina.
But Miami,
it doesn't matter.
Miami,
he's still going to get that.
Also, very.
He's going to get that.
Miami's a very mismanaged franchise.
Not right
and they
now.
Always have been. They,
Brian, the man.
They Flores. keep flaunting their perfect season in front of everyone in the league. But it's a what have you done for me now kind of organization.
Do it.
Or it should be. And they're not treating it like such. Like, and I don't think, personally, I don't think you give up on Tua that easily.
Well, I mean, yeah, for Deshaun Watson.
For Deshaun Watson, I'll give
five,
up anything.
Top
for
top
Deshaun
five
Watson.
QB talent,
for Deshaun
give up
Watson,
on Tua.
I'll give up Jordan. They could have Jordan.
Jordan Tobias Cohen.
Jordan Tobias Cohen. We,
member of the podcast.
So, yeah, Deshaun Watson, avid listener of the Colts Corner podcast. If you're listening to this one, which I know you are, we will be trading Jordan Cohen to Houston, and hopefully you're going to help us out here.
I mean, that is a Texans caliber trade.
And that is a Texans caliber trade.
If the Dolphins were to trade for Deshaun Watson, do you think they include Tua in that trade pack?
Yeah, no, they would. They
no,
want,
100%.
They would want it. They
third overall pick and Tua.
The Texans apparently aren't interested in Tua.
Aren't interested in Tua?
Are not.
Ooh.
Then reminds me of the Dolphins players up top. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah. Got him.
But, Cassie, when you say that Watson... I mean, what is there in New York? Who's there?
New
it's
York.
The New York market.
Literally,
what do you mean, what is there in
okay.
New York?
New York
do we
they
need
bring
to
it,
sing
they could bring in Allen Robinson. Their defense could probably get better, but if you had Deshaun Watson, Allen Robinson, and then they get some more guys, I mean, you're Deshaun Watson. But I would rather go to Miami because they're built more to win now.
No.
Now-ish.
That's true.
Christian, I'm going to play you.
Skechers and the Petco.
Oh, that's a great.
I'm
that's
play
a great.
You. I'm gonna play you a little.
That, is that,
good proof.
Is that Adamant?
What? Unfortunately, my little
you
my
do,
tune.
You
my tune isn't playing
good,
as quickly as
you
I anticipated.
Do stand
but
a
Christian,
good case.
I'm gonna play you a little. I'm gonna play
I'm
you a little.
I'm gonna have to
song.
Agree with Constantine.
Play me a little song. Play me a little song. Let's hear.
Yo, Frank Sinatra sounds different. New York, New York. Stop. Our own song.
Okay. This doesn't prove
I'm
anything.
I'm in a New York
state
of mind.
Listen.
What did that do?
Listen to Billy, and tell me that you don't want to play in New York. All the movie stars.
It's not even in New
and
York.
Their
it's
fancy
in New Jersey.
Cars and their limousine, but you get to
the
live
Ghostbusters.
In New York. It's right across the Hudson. Who doesn't want to go in New York, baby? It's New York. I think Deshaun Watson's
apparently,
in a New York state of mind.
Apparently, Katie, Kyrie, they wanted to go to. Brooklyn. New
okay,
York.
But it is New York.
Not
still.
New York.
No,
New
it's
York.
Still New York. New York, New York. It's
New
still,
York.
It's
New
still New York. This
York.
Is a very New York themed episode that we got going on here.
Okay.
All right.
We get the point, dude.
All right. I'm sorry, Billy.
Mine changed. I'm with them now. I disagree. I don't want to go to the Jets now.
No, yeah. I think he should go
yeah,
to the Jets.
Song
and plus,
did.
They got
I,
the
I think,
cap space to
okay.
lure Allen
I love
Robinson
the song.
Over. So many people are going
you know,
to
want
to come
avid, here. He is an avid listener. I think he's going to hear that song and he's going to be like, wow, I think I have to go to the Jets now.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, it was very convincing.
Tyler,
I think he should consider.
Tyler Hero after hearing Tyler Hero. I think I'm going to stay in South Beach.
No. Well, I think this situation's a little bit different. Deshaun, you should really, really come to New York. We miss you.
And Constantine isn't biased.
And I'm not biased in any way, shape, or form.
Speaking of New York, we live there.
And like I was saying earlier, like Christian mentioned earlier, that just broke, Dwayne Haskins signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Does this... Okay, this is a very tough question, Matt. And I'm sure you're going to love answering this. Does this change anything?
No.
It makes me laugh.
It makes me laugh, too. So.
If he's really good, I'm going to be, like, crying, but I mean, like...
Yeah. But right now, he's immature, he's inexperienced, and he's not... He just isn't a
reminds
good
me
football.
Of someone I know on the podcast I up mean, top, Tyler.
I mean, pretty much they haven't... What other choices do they have? So this makes me assume that Ben Roethlisberger is either retiring
Mason
this
Hodges
year,
and Duck Rudolph.
Or he's retiring next year.
No, I think he's got... It's crazy just to think about it. So many quarterbacks have retired. Phil Rivers retired.
Andrew Luck a year ago, or is that
Andrew
two?
Andrew Luck.
That's 2 years
wow,
ago now.
That's insane. But anyway, Phil Rivers retired. Drew Brees probably going to retire too. And
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger is probably going to retire now. That will make the three QBs from the 2004 draft class. They'll all be retired. That's absolutely
Elijah
insane.
Nelson Manning is going to get a job
time
with the Giants.
Flies.
This is one thing that's kind of funny. Remember when Andrew Luck retired? He did it really suddenly. And Colts fans, some like very,
they
like obviously like very extreme Colts fans, are actually pretty mad at him.
Some would say.
I'd say that they were pretty immature in that like regards. He had done so much for your organization. But I just remember some Colts fans getting incredibly angry because he did retire on kind of a short notice.
Well, I mean, they were.
Didn't
they
you
were
retire
a Super
in the
Bowl
middle of a
at
preseason
that point.
Game?
No, he retired. No, the news broke that he was going to retire during the preseason game, and he had to make a very impassionate speech after during the press conference. Some Colts fans were booing him off the field. That was just classless.
I mean, there were Super Bowl contenders at that point.
Yeah, true. But speaking of classless, Dwayne Haskins did go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Does this like we were saying earlier, this doesn't really change anything unless the Steelers can make him more mature, but I don't know of anyone that went to the Steelers and became more mature. So we're just going to have to wait.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Corvette.
So we're just going to have to wait and see on that one. And let's actually move on.
To basketball.
Yeah,
the Brooklyn Nets. James Harden is a Brooklyn Net, officially crazy.
We mentioned this last podcast, when, Matt.
I'm just mentioning because it's crazy. I mean, if you were a New York Knicks fan and the Knicks got him, you'd still be talking about it. But I mean, okay, beat the Bucks, triple-double for Harden in his first game, craziness. Big threes back, Kyrie comes, play Cleveland in Cleveland, one practice, no scrimmage in the practice, a bunch of turnovers, bunch of mistakes, lose to Colin Sexton off a bad call where Kyrie had the lane and had an easy basket for the win. Steve Nash plays Bruce Brown 7 minutes. Our best defender, when our problem is defense, he plays 7 minutes. We go small. DeAndre Jordan was playing good. Go small ball with Jeff Green. Jeff Green played good. The bench shot 5 for 25, I believe, which is horrendous. They shoot somewhat more decent. They blow out the Cavs. Now you have a competition. And, well, it was first game, not complaining. We have the big three. They'll get it together. I mean, again, 72-game season. They'll figure it out.
Yep. So let's just recap this all the way from the beginning. I remember a couple episodes ago, actually, I remember I was on a podcast. This was the pre-Wrestling Intramurals days, when we were talking about the initial James Harden trade rumors.
So long ago,
when it seemed like that
in a galaxy
of having that big three in Brooklyn was just absolutely incredible. And now that we have it, we saw it. It's finally here. We saw them play together yesterday. And, I mean, I just still can't believe that it's a thing.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's really crazy. But obviously, there's only one ball, so the three of the most talented players won't work. But this game, honestly.
But I just have one argument for that. That about, they're all ball hogs. They've all played with elite players in their careers. It's not like they don't know how to share the ball.
Especially KD and
KD
Harden.
And Curry. Kyrie played with LeBron, and Harden has played with Westbrook, and he's played with Westbrook, CP3, and KD. They've all played with elite, top-tier players in the league. It's not like they don't know how to share the ball.
Honestly, yesterday...
I mean, you could argue that Harden doesn't know how to share the ball.
No.
Harden's literally been playing point guard. He's had over 10 assists in, like, all of his games. Yeah. So you can
James leave. Harden had 12 assists yesterday.
Playing point guard. If you're wondering why Kyrie Irving only had 3 assists, I believe, because he was not playing point guard as much, and they were getting Harden the assists to pass to Kyrie and KD to make most of the shots. Harden should have been more aggressive when it was just him on the floor. That would be my main complaint, besides Nash.
If this was an indication of how this big three can play together, and honestly, all you can do is go up right now. That was their first practice. They never really had, or they only had one practice. This was their first game playing
first
together.
First practice with Harden on.
Yeah, and they played a grueling double OT game. And honestly, if I'm a Nets fan, if I'm somebody who works for the Nets, I'm not mad at all because they played some pretty good basketball. They shot rather efficiently for the most part. They got to the line. One of the problems was the turnovers, like of which Kevin Durant had 4, Kyrie Irving had 3. Kyrie Irving had 4, Kevin Durant had 2, James Harden had 5. So that'll obviously...
As chemistry grows, as practices happen. And I think we have a soundbite from Kevin Durant.
Yeah, we have a post-game Kevin Durant soundbite discussing.
Pretty ecstatic about the big three.
Yeah, let's hear Kevin Durant's excited voice.
Right. It felt perfect.
Sounds the same as
it felt
not
like
excited
belong
voice.
Together. Felt like you know, this journey together is going to be fun. You know, it was a tough first start, and especially it was an up and down game for us. But, you know, I like where we are.
And let's hear from Kyrie Irving, who also is very excited most of the time as well.
You know, we definitely tried to come out and compete. I myself was just doing my best out there to pace myself, you know, and just I know that, you know, it's going to take me a little minute to just get up and down a few more times. But, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm just excited for the future. Cleveland threw a lot of things at us, you know, to start the game. They threw zone. They forced us in some positions that, you know, were just a little uncomfortable. And I turned the ball over in the first quarter. You know, we had a few turnovers and we limited in the second half. But, you know, they scored 20 points, you know, in the second OT. You know, I don't know many teams that could put up 20 points in 5 minutes, but they did, and Colin got hot. So I give the young fella credit, and I give that whole Cleveland team credit tonight. You know, they came to play.
So obviously both guys ecstatic about this new big three they got going on. The rumors, narrative that they don't want to play together, or don't share the ball. Honestly, I think that's
wrong.
I think that's garbage, and I could say that comfortably as a Knicks fan. And speaking about the New York Knicks,
New York played two
back-to-back games this weekend, I believe, or Saturday or Sunday and Monday. The first game on Sunday, they played the Boston Celtics and absolutely blew them out of the water with
Kemba
105.
Kemba did not look that great. 20-minute restriction, first day back from injury. No Jason Tatum, but you would think they would be able to pull out a win against the Knicks. They got demolished.
You mean the team that has allowed the least amount of points per game? The New York Knicks?
How much did you guys let Kevin Durant in the G League?
Oh, that doesn't matter. But the New York Knicks played a very solid game. Julius Randle, 31 minutes, 20 points, 12 boards, shot 50% overall. Emmanuel Quickly, who I was a bit skeptical on coming out of college. I love the kid, too. 17 points, 8 assists, 7 for 12, shooting 50% from the three-point line. He was an absolute bucket. RJ Barrett, 19 points, 11 rebounds. And honestly, he just played a very, very solid game.
He's been looking great. I've been really impressed with the young guy.
Look, he's been rather inconsistent. I haven't been completely sold on RJ this season because he's been putting on
some poor shooting
performances.
No, I was talking about Quickly.
Oh, Quickly?
I love the kid.
Quickly has been looking very good.
Who hates Knicks fans. Not the Knicks, just Knicks fans. No offense, Constantine Christian.
None taken.
Tyler.
Me too.
But it's not you guys. It's just the ones that are like, shit, we're still New York's team. You guys just don't even have...
We're the Mecca.
Okay, New York is the basketball Mecca.
You can't have New York James Knicks. Harden, KD, and Kyrie and not be a Mecca. I'm sorry, that is it.
Like, even, no, I mean New York
now
is
when people
like
think of New York basketball, they think of KD. They don't think of Brooklyn Nets. They think of Kevin Durant.
I feel like they think more of Kyrie Irving because he grew up around the area.
No, you think of Brooklyn now, you're thinking of superstar KD, superstar. You're thinking of all the superstars, James Harden, Kyrie.
We'll see later.
Also, New York Rangers start off.
Hold on. We got to get to this Knicks game first because I was actually very proud of this performance, even though they didn't score many points, 91-84 over the Magic.
That was a nice win.
They played some very solid defense.
They closed that game out
nicely. That's become their calling card right now. They're very strong defense. Like I said, they've allowed the least amount of points per game. I'm very confident with this team, and there are going to be some cynical Knicks fans that say that they don't want to enjoy this hot stretch because it'll just amount to a worse draft pick. But honestly,
you can't want a good draft pick.
No,
every
but
year.
This is the team, and we never get them. But this is, I think, we need to go to the playoffs. We need to show people that they still mean business, even if we just need to play a meaningful game, and we haven't been doing that for a while. So I'm very excited.
I think this year we're finally showing people that the Knicks aren't a joke team. Even if we're not a winning team, even if we don't make the playoffs, if we finish at a somewhat decent even record, I think that will show people that, hey, the Knicks aren't this garbage team.
No. Yeah, if we're playing tough, gritty basketball, we're going to be playing some good we're going to be turning some heads. And also, NHL. We've been talking about this.
We have some big NBA games tonight. That is
fine. Islanders.
Yeah, Knicks, Warriors, tie-related. It's a bit late.
The Warriors coming off that big win against the Lakers, coming back. Well, I believe they were down. How much were they down?
19. To LeBron James. But no one's going to give LeBron anything. But when the Nets lose one game, I'm just saying.
And then Lakers-Bucks, that's going to be a huge game tonight at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Giannis and AD. I mean, Giannis taking on LeBron and AD, it's going to be a great game. Won't want to miss that game. So two pretty good games. So So let's move on to hockey.
Yeah, so the New York Rangers start off the season a little shaky. They're 1-2. They lost a very tough game to the New York Islanders.
One of the most inconsistent things I've ever
seen. Definitely.
And
then they turned around the next day and beat them 5-0.
Panarin, two goals.
Yeah, Panarin, two goals and an assist. Pavel Buchnevich, I believe, had two goals and an assist as well. They've been playing some really solid hockey. Obviously, it was Ilya Sorokin, a highly touted Russian goaltending prospect. It was his first game. And he started playing on very short notice. But the New York Rangers were able to light up their defense as well. They didn't really give him any slack. And
Devil's goalie saved like 47 shots.
Yeah, he saved 47 shots on route to a 4-3 win. It wasn't Mackenzie Blackwood.
Mackenzie Blackwood was in.
That was a performance right there. That was definitely one of the strongest goaltending performances I've ever seen. And the Devils' offense was moving as well. Jack Hughes, two goals and an assist, finally looking like himself after a rocky rookie year. And the Rangers will be taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow, I believe, at 7 p.m. And it's still too early to tell what's going on in the NHL, but the Rangers and Islanders both are in one of the tougher divisions in the league, and they'll be playing some very tough games.
Topic of the week.
Yeah. Now we're moving on to topic of the week. Now we had a bit of like
the number one.
Yeah, the number one movie, not just movie villain,
pop culture media villain
ever. This is gonna be definitely a good one. Tyler discussed his before the podcast a bit. Tyler, come on, start us off with this one.
Okay, so this one's a bit outside the box. Syndrome from The Incredibles.
I like that.
You know, he had a great story. You know. He grew up as he wanted to be Incrediboy. He wanted to be Mr. Incredible's sidekick. Then, unfortunately, when he went to go meet Mr. Incredible, Mr. Incredible kicked him away. So, you know, he said, you know what? I'm going to get revenge on Mr. Incredible. So he has great motives. He's a quality villain. He had success for a while. He put up a good fight. But, you know, he just couldn't make it at the end. But yeah. I think he's a great villain, well-rounded, great motives.
You know,
good
a similar
villain.
Thing happened with me and Sterling Shepard. It's a long story.
Okay. My personal best villain, number one villain, obviously Joker. But I'm going to, because everyone knows Joker pretty much. Most
it's
underrated.
It's become more than a character now.
Yeah, it's become
lifestyle.
A meme.
It's a lifestyle. Like,
most underrated character.
Heath Ledger's Joker.
I would say Two-Face and Bane. Ooh. Bane gets a lot. Bane's first appearance, he broke Batman's back.
That's how you debut a villain.
Honestly,
that
I
really
think
is.
Mr. Freeze is very underutilized.
He's so many qualities. He's just wanted to save his wife, and then it led him to a life of crime.
Reminds me of Thanos.
Yeah, it wasn't very ice. I mean, nice.
All right, kicking Matthew off the podcast right now. All right, Christian, continue.
I'm going to go with Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII, a video game villain. I just think that the way that he slowly haunts Cloud throughout the game is really interesting, especially in the remake. He basically tortures Cloud's mind for the whole game.
And that's Joker in the Batman game.
I think that it's just he's a very interesting. He's menacing. He's scary. And that final battle at the end of Final Fantasy VII, he's just an incredible, imposing figure that I just think is amazing.
Yeah. So now
sure.
I was going to say Islanders, as they become a very prevalent villain. They hate fun.
Matt Barzell
is definitely a villain.
Matt Barzell,
but honestly,
biggest villain of all time.
A villain that doesn't get enough credit. A villain that doesn't get enough credit is Chick Hicks in the Cars, in the first Cars movie.
I think that's the most overrated Pixar movie.
You can't be overrated.
I gotta be honest.
We're saving this Pixar debate for another episode. Okay, we're saving this Pixar debate for another episode. Chick Hicks is definitely
after the Pixar episode. I don't think there's gonna be a next time.
No, I think we're gonna. The podcast is gonna. The band may break up after that one.
Breaking up the band.
Chick Hicks, definitely a very underrated villain. I think he's definitely very menacing.
He's a car with a mustache.
He's very smarmy. He's a very smarmy. He hates fun. He's always getting in Lightning McQueen's way, and everybody is just people hate him. And he's a villain that I personally love to hate. And that is going to wrap it up for today's podcast. We'd like to thank Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rashudi, Dr. Catapano, the administration, the class 2016 for their generous donation to this podcast setup. And the viewers at home, thank you. Or the listeners at home. And we will see you next time. Tyler, take it away.
Hip hop, hooray!
Hip hop, hooray! Oh, hey, oh.
Thank you. Good night.
Hey, we got Doxy in here. That's going to wrap it up for today's podcast. Wash your hands. Bye, Doug.